Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Cody Fleetner, Community Relations Coordinator for Addington Place of Mount Pleasant, about some upcoming events at the end of August. So let's start with the first of two big events in August, the Brews, Blues, and Barbecue event. Can you tell me a little bit about when and where that's going to be and a little bit more about what will take place?
Sure. Well, besides it being a tongue twister, we are hosting that event on August 25th from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Anybody is invited to come out to enjoy a little bit of live music. We're going to have a four-piece band. They're called the Polyester Band. That's another tongue twister there. They reside all over Iowa. The one lead singer lady is from Cedar Rapids, but they're going to come down and do some live music while my kitchen prepares a barbecue buffet of items to fit our theme. We always do a theme each month at our community, and our theme this month is Journey to the Wild West. So we're doing kind of barbecue style, Western barbecue style food for all to eat, and it's all free. There's no entry fee or cover charge of any sorts at the senior home. So it's just for a good time, a good fun time for the end of the summer. And then we've got some microbreweries that'll be there, and they will be handing out some beer samples. And then we'll have some other non-alcoholic options and wine as well during that event. So we did this 2 years ago, and it was a huge hit. So we took a year off and kind of restructured it a little bit differently for this year and bringing it back again.
And do people need to register for this event, or can they just show up on August 25th?
They can just show up on this event. They don't need to call to RSVP. One thing I might recommend, we're hoping to have it outside as long as the weather cooperates in our back patio. Just bring a chair if you can. We've got chairs available, but in case there's, you know, limited seating, if you bring a, you know, lawn chair of some sort, that would be perfect.
And is there a backup plan if it's raining or storming outside? It just goes inside?
We'll just do it inside. Yep, we've got a big area inside. We can do it there. So, but we're hoping the weather will pan out. It'll be a beautiful night to have some music playing while everyone enjoys a little bit of craft beer and some barbecue.
All right. So Brews, Blues, and Barbecue, August 25th from 4:30 to 6:30. But that's not all at Addington Place. You'll have another event on August 30th, I believe, that you will be leading. Is that right?
It is, yes. It's either my 7th or my 8th Sip and Paint series that we do every other month. They've kind of taken off. Our last one we did in June was Aloha themed, and I had about 20 people show up. So that was our biggest class. So basically, it's just what it says, a Sip and Paint. You come, and we provide all of the art supplies. Again, it's free and there's no charge to come, but I kind of lead and instruct a hour and a half paint session. We're going to do a theme of Journey to the Wild West again. I won't tell everybody what it is. They usually don't know until they show up the day of. So that's kind of that element of surprise of what they're going to paint for that day. But that's from 3 p.m. to about 4:15 to 4:30. Just depends on how fast we get through the paint session. But we'll have complimentary snacks and alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages for people to enjoy. This one, though, I will need an RSVP. So if you're interested, just give us a call at 319-385-7227. Just say how many people are going to show up to the Sip and Paint. That way I can have all the supplies available and ready for everyone that shows up.
And this is something where you don't have to claim to be a professional artist to take part in this, right?
Correct, yes. There's a lot of people hesitant, especially our residents. So we have to give them a little bit of encouragement. Like, you know, every piece is going to look unique. It's not going to look exactly like the one I'm doing. I don't even claim myself as a professional painter. I learned a lot of my painting skills from my grandmother. So I'm kind of just sharing those talents to everybody around me and doing it through a session where I can teach them different styles of painting than that. So, but don't feel like you have to be a Bob Ross to come to this. You can be a very much novice. And a lot of the novice painters, actually, their paintings come out really great. So, yeah, I encourage anybody who's wanted to try it to come out and at least try it once to see if you like it.
So that's the Senior Sip and Paint on August 30th from 3 p.m. to 4:15 p.m. So a couple of great events to wrap up August. And as we start to transition into the fall, I understand that there's some other things in the works at Addington Place.
Yes. So the week of September 11th through the 15th is our National Assisted Living Week celebration, where we usually jam-pack Monday through Friday all sorts of different variety of events and activities for both our residents and our community members themselves. We've got a few things kind of on the thinking board right now, but stay tuned. We'll have some solidified events that'll happen here, and we'll get some posters and Facebook events posted out. And I'll let you know what's going on with all of that as well. But it'll be a big, huge celebration that we do every year just to celebrate our seniors there at Addington Place.
All right. Well, plenty of fun to be had, and looking forward to seeing how those three events go. Cody, is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
No, not at this time. I just hope, come on out, especially to the Blues and Brews and Barbecue. We're going to have a lot of food. So bring your appetite and bring a friend.
That was Cody Fleetner joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about some upcoming events at Addington Place of Mount Pleasant. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.